So if somebody has hurt us, betrayed us, disappointed us, then we may forgive them, but we may find it difficult to trust others in future. Yeah, that is just normal human behavior. None of us want to be hurt. Say, as I give the example, if I went on the road and I experienced a very bad bump, then in future I may tend to drive very slowly because I don't want to be bumped like that. So that's just normal human behavior. It is actually foolish sometimes to rush into situations where we may get hurt again. So there is, you could say, there is one extreme is foolhardiness, where we just rush into situations which hurt us. I mean, the middle balance position is caution, where we wait, watch, and then decide. But the final, but the other extreme is indecision. Yes, or indecision or inaction. So one is driving very fast, the other is driving watchfully, the middle is driving watchfully, the third is driving too slowly, not driving at all. So sometimes when we have been hurt in a relationship, we may go to the other extreme, where we may just become inaction or indecision. So we may need time to heal, and giving ourselves time to heal is natural. But what is unnatural is just holding on to the past and thinking and seeing the whole present through the prism of the past. The past has happened to us, and that is one educational lesson that we have got, which is important. But that doesn't have to be the sole glasses or sole prism through which I see the present. That is one way where I do look at the present through that. But I need to say, you know, yes, it's possible that this person may also be like that. But it's also possible that they may not be. So if we see the past as a resource for the present, not as the past as the controller of the present, then we will become cautious, but we will not become, as we say, going to paralysis by analysis too much. But when the past is still controlling us, then it becomes the sole filter through which we are looking at the present. Then it is a problem. So usually, if we grow spiritually, if we try to practice bhakti, try to connect with Krishna, then our consciousness also rises. We come to a little bit to the mode of goodness, to calmness, and then we can evaluate more objectively. You know, yeah, this is similar over here, but this is different. Otherwise, if I'm looking through the glance of the glass of the past, then I see it only in that color. I see even white as red, because I'm looking through a red glass. But in the past, if I had no experience of red, I would not recognize red only. So I should be able to recognize the red, but I should be able to recognize red when it is there. But I shouldn't see red when it is not there. So by calmly reflecting on the situation, you know, this is parallel, this is similar, but this is different, we can arrive at a more educated, more informed understanding. So caution is healthy, but paralysis is not. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
So
thank you very much for your attention and for your thoughtful questions. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much for being